Blog Talk Radio.
And now, here's Tom Perinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tom Perinella radio program. It is me, Tom Perinella, and I'm about to unleashed. I'm unhinged. I'm going to unleash all the truth. We're going to learn all the truth about what happened to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. We're going to learn exactly what happened. And at some point, we're going to tell you what happened to the New York Mets as well. So two meltdowns, one in the political world and one in the sports world. But I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going right to the sound.
It is indeed a very troubling report, but it is a report of extraordinary importance, not only to those who wish to own a home, but as to the taxpayers of this country who would pay the cost of the cleanup of an enterprise failure.
That was a Republican Baker, predicting the future of Fed.
The analysis makes clear that more resources must be brought to bear to ensure the highest standards of conduct are not only required, but more importantly, they are actually met.
Nearly a dozen hearings where, frankly, we were trying to fix something that wasn't broke. Mr. Chairman, we do not have a crisis at Freddie Mac, and in particular at Fannie Mae, under the outstanding leadership of Mr. Frank Raines.
As well as the fact that I'm just pissed off at Ophelia, because if it wasn't for you, I don't think that we'd be here in the first place. And now the problem that we have and that we're faced with is maybe some individuals who wanted to do away with GSEs in the first place, you've given them an excuse to try to have this forum so that we can talk about it and maybe change the direction and the mission of what the GSEs had, which they've done a tremendous job. There's been nothing that was indicated this wrong, you know, with Fannie Mae. Freddie Mac has come up on its own, and the question that then presents is the competence that your agency has with reference to the deciding and regulating these GSEs. And so I wish I could sit here and say that I'm not upset with you, but I am very upset because, you know, what you do is you give, you know, maybe giving it a reason to, as Mr. Gonzalez said, to give someone a heart surgery when they really don't need it.
There you go. Mr. Meeks is pissed off, ladies and gentlemen, because he's been exposed. As you heard the chairman, the CEO of Fannie Mae, he went in front of the Congressional Black Caucus and told them that they are the conscience of the Congress. They are the conscience of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. And then Mr. Meeks sees Ophelia giving a report that he doesn't like, so he becomes pissed off. And then Maxine Waters says that there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. You heard them right there, nothing wrong, she said. Why isn't this being brought up? Where is Channel 2 and 4 and 7 and the rest of the media going on about these people and their deliberate ignoring of what went on here?
In addition to our important oversight role in this committee, I hope that we will move swiftly to create a new regulatory structure for Fannie Mae, for Freddie Mac, and the Federal Home Loan Banks.
That's a Republican.
This hearing is about the political lynching of Franklin Raines.
When in doubt, call the lynching.
There is a very simple solution. Congress must create a new regulator with powers at least equal to those of other financial regulators, such as the OCC or the Federal Reserve.
And what would make you, why should I have confidence? Why should anyone have confidence in you as a regulator at this point?
Sorry, Congressman. O'Fail did not improperly apply accounting rules. Freddie Mac did.
There you go.
O'Fail did not try to manage earnings properly. Freddie Mac did.
There you go.
So this isn't about the agency engaging in improper conduct. It's about Freddie Mac.
And we passed Sarbanes-Oxley, which was a very tough response to that. And then I realized that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac wouldn't even come under it. They weren't under the 34 Act. They weren't under the 33 Act. They played by their own rules, and I attempted to ask how many people in this room are in the payroll of Fannie Mae.
So do I.
They basically hire every lobbyist they can possibly hire. They hire some people to lobby, and they hire some people not to lobby so that the opposition can't hire.
There you go. I agree with you. I join that question, Chris Shays.
It's about time he
asked. The concern that I have is you're making very specific what you have correctly acknowledged, broad and categorical judgments about the management of this institution, about the willfulness of practices that may or may not be in controversy. You've imputed various motives to the people running the organization. You went to the board and put a 48-hour ultimatum on them without having any specific regulatory authority to put that kind of ultimatum on them. That sounds like some kind of an invisible line has been crossed.
Fannie Mae has manipulated, in my judgment, O'Fail for years. And for O'Fail to finally come out with a report, as strong as it is, tells me that's about to be the minimum, not the maximum.
You seem to be saying, well, these are in areas which could raise safety and soundness problems. I don't see anything in the report that raises safety and soundness problems.
No. Messy waters again.
Under the outstanding leadership of Mr. Frank Raines, everything in the 1992 Act has worked just fine. In fact, the GSEs have exceeded their housing goals. What we need to do today is to focus on the regulator, and this must be done in a manner so as not to impede their affordable housing mission, a mission that has seen innovation flourish from desktop underwriting to 100% loans.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Madness to be inconsistent and a rush to judgment. I get the feeling that the markets are not worried about the safety and soundness of Fannie Mae, as O'Fail says that it is, but of course, the markets are not political.
But I have seen nothing in here that suggests that the safety and soundness are an issue, and I think it serves us badly to raise safety and soundness as a kind of a general shibboleth when it does not seem to me to be an issue.
Mr. Raines, $1.1 million bonus on a $526,000 salary. Jamie Gorlick, $779,000 bonus on a salary of $567,000. And this is what you state on page 11 is nothing less than staggering. The 1998 earnings per share number turned out to be $3.23 and 9 mils, a result that Fannie Mae met the EPS maximum payout goal right down to the penny. Fannie Mae understood the rules and simply chose not to follow them. That if Fannie Mae had followed the practices, there wouldn't have been a bonus that year.
And you have about 3% of your portfolio set aside. If a bank gets below 4%, they are in deep trouble. So I just want you to explain to me why I shouldn't be satisfied with 3%.
Because banks don't, there aren't any banks who only have multifamily and single family loans.
Assets are so listless
that their capital for holding them should be under 2%.
Fine. Here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the best part.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
There you go. Thank you, Naked Emperor News.com.
The unemployment rate as of Friday is at a five-year high. Banks continue to close. The government is about to take over the mortgage giants, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Aren't those all killers for the Republicans?
No, because no one seriously has much more confidence. Most people have more confidence in Barack Obama knows what to do about that more than John McCain. People are complaining that John McCain doesn't have a reform economic agenda. That just means he doesn't have a liberal economic agenda. And conservative economic policies, lower taxes, et cetera, are reasonably popular and remain reasonably popular. I don't think the McCain campaign used to shy away from the debate on tax policy, on energy policy, on health care policy, for that matter. So I could even...
The Honorable Senator Barack Obama, the Senator for the State of Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give a standing ovation for the members of Congressional Black Caucus?
Yes. Ceremony where the Congressional Black Caucus is present. Swearing in ceremony, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, members of the Congressional Black Caucus. I am humbled.
Daniel Mudd, Fannie Mae interim CEO, to address the Congressional Black Caucus on that morning.
Fannie Mae is determined to keep tearing down the barriers to deliver on the American dream. And that means we need to work together with CBC. So many of you have been good friends to Fannie Mae and our mission. You've been friends through thick and thin. We have indeed come upon a difficult time for Fannie Mae. There is much to be done inside my company, and I humbly ask you to help us and to help me. If there are areas where we are missing, if there are areas where we can do better, we'd like to hear it from our friends, and I'd be so bold as to say our family first.
Family.
It is true that Fannie Mae has lent more money to more minorities and more underserved individuals than any single company in history. We will work hard inside our company to resolve the serious matters before us, to put our house in order, and to forge a new future. And all the while, you will see Fannie Mae reaching out and listening to the caucus. Over a century of endeavor, you have earned the reputation as the conscience of Congress. In many ways, I want to tell you today, you're also the conscience of Fannie Mae, keeping us on course to serve those who need serving the most.
And Heather, Lehman Brothers' collapse is traced back to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two big mortgage banks that got a federal bailout a few
Fox
weeks ago.
News.
Freddie and Fannie used huge lobbying budgets and political contributions to keep regulators off their backs. A group called the Center for Responsive Politics keeps track of which politicians get Fannie and Freddie political contributions. The top three U.S. senators getting big Fannie and Freddie political bucks were Democrats. And number two is Senator Barack Obama. Now remember, he's only been in the Senate 4 years, but still managed to grab the number two spot ahead of John Kerry, decades in the Senate, and Chris Dodd as chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. Fannie and Freddie have been creations of the congressional Democrats in the Clinton White House, designed to make mortgages available to more people, and as it turned out, some people who couldn't afford them. Fannie and Freddie have also been places for big Washington Democrats to go to work in the semi-private sector and pocket millions. The Clinton administration's White House budget director, Franklin Raines, ran Fannie and collected $50 million. Jamie Gorelick, Clinton Justice Department official, worked for Fannie and took home $26 million. Big Democrat Jim Johnson, recently on Obama's VP search committee, has hauled in millions from his Fannie Mae CEO job. Now remember, Obama's ads and stump speeches attack McCain and Republican policies for the current financial turmoil. It is demonstrably not Republican policy, and worse, it appears the man attacking McCain, Senator Obama, was at the head of the line when the piggies lined up at the Fannie and Freddie trough for campaign bucks. Senator Barack Obama, number two on the Fannie Freddie list of favored politicians after just 4 short years in the Senate.
Thank you, Naked Emperor. News.com. Go to the website if you want to see more great stuff. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You have it in a nutshell. You have the whole story in a nutshell. Chris Dodd of Connecticut got $165,000. Obama had his pan in the till. Let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. What is the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee who ended up getting preferential loans doing, receiving money from these people? This is a legitimate way to do business. And we're all supposed to fall in line and follow these people. We're all supposed to be honest taxpayers and honest business people. And we're supposed to have integrity in our lives. These people aren't worth the damn paper that the Constitution was printed on. How can we sit back and allow this to go on? If you're a Democrat, shame on you. Shame on you. Your nominee is in bed with these people. Your nominee, your man running the whole shebang, has his economic advisor who received $50 million, Franklin Raines. Jim Johnson received millions. Remember that moron, Jamie Gorelick? Well, she's not so dumb because she ended up with $26 million. Yeah, she's the same buffoon who set up the wall between the FBI and CIA during the Clinton administration. You heard Bill Clinton, the grand poobah of the Democratic Party, admit it. That he and the Republicans tried to rein in his Democratic colleagues, but they refused. They refused. That's the best part of that whole damn video. Don't you say? Eight minutes
12 or 15 minutes worth of truth, of hardcore truth. You don't get any better than that. Than these putzes. Maxine Waters. Representative Gregory Meeks. Barney Frank. Representative Clay from Alabama. All of them sitting around and going on about just shows how ignorant they really are. Or are they ignorant? Or are they just covering up? Yeah, are they covering up? What do you think, Congressman Meeks? I'm pissed off. Well, I'm pissed off at you, Congressman Meeks, for running the Congress
it's
like
indeed a very troubling report.
Like a shoe store. You know, the funny thing about it is, it all seems very interesting that Fannie Mae shows up at the Congressional Black Caucus swearing-in, prides itself on being the bank that's given more loans to minorities than any other lending institution in America, all in 2003, praises Barack Obama, Maxine Waters praises Franklin Reins. And then the whole shebang crashes and nobody wants to say anything. Nobody knows nothing. But you know there's something, ladies and gentlemen, there's been no finger pointing at the Republicans. Other than Bush, who chooses still not to defend himself, which I don't get, because it's going to end up hurting McCain if he continues to fall short in that department. Barack Obama, $126,369. Barack Obama, $126,369,000 from Fannie Mae in just 4 years behind Chris Dodd and John Kerry, who've been in the United States Senate forever. He spent 143 working days in the Senate, Barack, not even four straight years. What else is there to say? What else is there to do? Are any of you out there listening? If you are, call me. I want to hear what you have to say. Maybe you have a different viewpoint that I'm missing. 347-326-9037. What does all this boil down to? I don't know. I don't care. What does it matter? Because what happens is the Democrats are going to start crying foul, and they blame it on Republicans, and that's what sticks in the media. That's what ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, all the rest of the junk reports. It reports what they say. Not what really happened, ladies and gentlemen. Not what happened. Nope. They sure as hell don't report what happened. They report what they want to report. Nancy Pelosi's a joke. She's the worst Speaker of the House forever in the history of the Speaker of the Houses. I mean, this is just beyond the pale of any sense of reasonableness or explanation. I'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I don't know. Go to something. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this.
We have to find, now look, as I say before, okay, we're all responsible. The general manager is responsible, the manager is responsible, the players are responsible. We are all responsible for the way we play. So it's not only one, but this decision, I let them know the reason I did this is because I want them to be able to play this game without the uncertainty of what the manager's role is. A decision was done. I want them to be able to answer questions when they make errors, why they make errors. When they hit a home run, how they feel about hitting a home run. Not after a win, like what happened this weekend. We won the game, we lost the game, you know, and the question is, what do you think about your manager? That's wrong. When that happens, it's not fun for the players. I've decided, and yes, it's on me. It's my call, okay? And how it's done, it's on me, but I want the players to just play the game, and when they do make an error, you guys can ask me the question on the errors. But the answer as far as what the manager's status is, it's over.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
Yes, indeed, I am. Tom Farinella here, TapTalk.com. Welcome. Most intriguing broadcast in America, where we are exposing back.
Responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting
Tom Farinella.
Any
and
effort
now,
by
here's Tom Farinella.
In the Congress by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear that? Play it again, Sam. Yes, indeed. Sam will play it again. Play it again. Listen to this. This is great stuff. You cannot buy this kind of ammunition. You cannot walk.
The responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
There you go. You know what's funny about this guy? He shows you what a Democrat he is. He ends up jumping ship and saying, I was part of it too. We were talking to you about trying, about the Democrats about, reining them in, and they wouldn't be reined in. And now this shamster, this fraud, this huckster, Barack Hussein Obama, is running around the country with his Franklin Reins as his economic advisor, who got $50 million from Fannie Mae. You have also Jim Johnson, who was on the vice president committee. He cleaned up in the whole deal. Jamie Gorelick, the responsibility for the wall between the CIA and the FBI. How much more abuse can Obama just put on his country by his people? You heard the sound bites. You heard the clips of Maxine Waters. You heard the clips of Congressman Meeks. Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York, he's pissed off. Well, guess what, Mr. Meeks? I'm pissed off, too. I'm pissed off that you're a buffoon. And what it boils down to, as we see, is that what happened here is Fannie Mae became a friend of the Congressional Black Caucus, because when the Congressional Black Caucus was sworn in 2003, he said that we're like family, that the Congressional Black Caucus is the conscience of Fannie Mae. What does that go to show you? The Fannie Mae CEO also went on to say that Fannie Mae is the only institution that has given the institution that has given the most to minorities loans. The bank that has given the most loans to minority families and everything else. So you see what this is about. Affordable housing. Buzzword. I don't need to go further than that. But let me tell you about this whole Maxine Waters, who said Mr. Raines is doing a great job. The only problem is, here we are in 2008, none of these people have been able to pay back the loans. But Mr. Raines himself, Obama's chief economic advisor, said, quote, that these were assets were riskless. God Almighty. How erased does an individual have to become? How crazy does a person have to be driven before people start to see what kind of chicanery is going on? Franklin Raines himself. Who needs these people? Because what will happen is when you put them in office, they will do just as they did here. They destroyed the markets. They destroyed Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Franklin Raines, Jim Johnson, Barack Obama, the Congressional Black Caucus, Bonnie Frank, Chris Dodd. How many more? How many more do we need to name? Do not bail these people out. The people on Capitol Hill need to remain strong. Let them find their own way out. This is Nancy Pelosi's cheap way of trying to, you know, that's the arrogance of that witch. Because what ended up happening there was she went on the House floor and gave a speech that pissed everybody else off and said, you know what, Nancy? We're not taking your blame. She went all pious on them. You know what they did? They did. Finally, the Republicans showed that they had a pair. And they stuck it right to her. Who the hell does this woman think she is? She's a hack job nobody from San Francisco, California, who should go back there with a millionaire husband and leave the legislating and the Speaker of the House to somebody who's competent. Let Hillary Clinton become the Speaker of the House after she leaves the Senate and gets elected to Congress. And make Hillary the Speaker. Harry Reid, another dope. Harry Reid, for the love of God. Harry Reid. Hey, really, what the heck are we supposed to do? What power do we have? I'll tell you what power. The Republicans in Congress finally stood up for America today and said no. No to $700 billion for these people. Holy cow. The people who destroyed the whole thing want control of it. And if John McCain doesn't figure all this out fast and start telling people this, we're going to be screwed as well there. John McCain was right on this issue. Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama.
I mean, at what point does this just not, does it all just go by the wayside? When? I mean, how much longer do we have? Probably not that much. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the world sits back and doesn't pay attention. And when they don't pay attention, this is what happens. These people run rampant. They run around Washington doing whatever they want. You know, I'm sorry, but to me, there is something to be said that the Congressional Black Caucus, Rain, Obama, and all of this minority nonsense is all tied into this. But you've got to be careful because otherwise you're a racist then. Every member in that House committee, other than the buffoon from Massachusetts, Barney Frank, were black, and they were defending Franklin Raines. Because what he was doing was he was giving to the minorities. But he himself walked away with hundreds of millions of dollars. How do you explain this? How do you explain this? You can't. And the thing about it is that the people who need to report this, who have real audiences, who have real listeners, who have a whole bunch of people listening who are responsible, who are supposed to be responsible, they're not going to report this. They're not going to report the truth. They're not going to report what's happening. No, they are not. No, they will not. So it's up to me to sit here and sound the alarms. I have one nice guy, Sir Malachi. Don't know if he's a Republican or Democrat, but he's there. Why'd you tell all your friends, Sir Malachi, to tune in? This is important information that's being disseminated here on the Tom Farinello radio program right over here at blogtalkradio.com. But no. Am I being echoed by the other 6,000 Republican, blog talk shows? I pride myself on not being a dead-in-the-wool Republican, because I'm not. They've messed up in their own right. But I cannot sit by and watch this country become just destroyed. Because we're on the verge, ladies and gentlemen, of having this nation no longer exist because of illegal immigration, because of this nonsensical thought process that everybody's entitled to affordable housing. Lord knows nobody pays my rent unless I figure out a freaking way to pay it. And it's harder to tell. It's hard as hell to wake up every day and go out there and work and earn your way. But that's the way the country moves. I don't have a mortgage that I don't have to repay. Where's my handout? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't subjected to slavery. Well, my ancestors, you know, and that's another thing that pisses me off about this whole thing. This country was wrong, but my ancestors are not from the founders of this nation. Why?
why am I still subjected to this notion that my ancestors, being white, committed these past horrors? The whole thing is a joke, okay? And if Barack Obama was not black, ladies and gentlemen, he wouldn't be sitting where he is. So get that straight. Hillary Clinton would have walked in just like she should have had he not been there. If Big Barack was not around, or if Big Barack was white, because look at Joe Biden, look what happened to him. Look at Chris. You know, I wish Chris Dodd was the nominee. Man, if Chris Dodd was the nominee, we can guarantee a landslide. God, could you imagine? That's a great fantasy. Chris Dodd, the Democrat nominee. Chris Dodd, the Democrat nominee, who's also the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, who's also the number one recipient, in Congress for taking contributions from Fannie Mae. Oh, and what happens to him? Oh, he gets preferential loans, ladies and gentlemen. He gets preferential loans. Wow. Preferential loans. With premier rates. His mortgage rates are premier. Top of the line. Oh, I'm irritated. I'm irritated as hell. And you can hear it in my voice, and I'm doing things with my voice that I demonstrate that. I'm carrying on like a lunatic, because it is, at what point did the outrage stop? There was a meal ticket for these people in Congress, and now they're running around trying to cover their ass. What does a good defense lawyer do? A good criminal defense lawyer turns the case, the prosecutor's case, around on them and makes them the bad guy, just the way that O.J. Simpson was able to get off, because Johnny Cochran and F. Lee Bailey turned tables on the prosecution and put the prosecutors in court and tried them. That's what Gregory Meeks did. He tried to say to OPA that they were the problem. Oh, I don't trust you, says Mr. Meeks. Oh, yes? And what gives him that basis? On what basis was Mr. Meeks challenging the credibility of OPA? Because every other time that they came before the Congress and their reports were not negative of Fannie Mae, they seemed to go along with them. I mean, at what point do you take a look at reality and realize that you've been shammed? I'm sorry, but I don't think there's any coincidence that Fannie Mae CEO was speaking to the Congressional Black Caucus, of which Barack Obama was present, of which the Fannie Mae CEO said that they are like family. There's no coincidence here. Of which he mentioned in that meeting that Fannie Mae is the largest bank to give the most loans to minorities in the country. It's no secret that Barack Obama, in four short years, only 143 working days in the Senate, ends up with 129,000. There's no secret that Maxine Waters is being an apologist for Franklin Reins calling him a great CEO after he walks away with $50 million. There's no secret that Gregory Meeks, Representative Gregory Meeks, in that committee hearing, is trying to defend the what, Fannie Mae, by impugning the regulators. By impugning the regulators. There's no secret what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no secret that the people who are in bed with each other are high-ranking members of the Democratic Party. There's no secret. Franklin Raines, $50 million. Franklin Raines, $50 million. Franklin Raines, Barack Hussein Obama's chief economic strategist. Barack Hussein, chief economic strategist, is Franklin Raines, who received $50 million from Fannie Mae. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It tells you that we were all bamboozled by these hucksters at Fannie Mae. The party is over. The gig is up. That's it. They've been exposed, and now it's like having an affair and being naked in bed with your lover when your husband or wife walks in. And there you are, buck naked, sitting there, humiliated. And that's what these Democrats are. Because Chris Dodd and the other putz, Barney Frank, were running around the Capitol obstructing, interfering, trying to prevent any sort of regulation of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. And Bill Clinton himself, the Grand Poobah, the big daddy of the Democrats, said it himself, that the Republicans, that the only thing that the Democrats are guilty of are resisting the Republicans' attempts to rein them in along with him. He was with the Republicans on trying to rein in his absolute out-of-control Democrat colleagues. He threw his own party under the bus because he sure as hell didn't want to be associated with this. Lord knows he had something to hide when he sent Sandy Berger into the National Archives to rip the place and gut it of all important documents. And we sit back as Americans and we scratch our head. No, today the Republicans in Congress stood up for you because he said, we're not bailing you out, especially after that political hack Nancy Pelosi went on the House floor in a pious speech about the Bush administration. George Bush needs to have a press conference and to stop the damn press and to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is not on me. You have blamed me for Katrina, which we kind of sort of took fault on. You have blamed me for other hurricanes, other national disasters. You blame me for gas prices. You blame me for just about everything. But I'm not taking blame for this one. Nor should he. Don't you realize it's unfair? Don't you realize that there is no concern for country? When you listen to the sound bites of these Democrats and these black Democrats in Congress, listen to them. Listen to them. There's no concern for country. There's no concern for a future. There's concern for one thing. One thing that's attempting to perpetrate the fraud that they're actually representing their constituents. And how do they think they're representing their constituents? By getting bogus loans, 100% financing. that wanes. Obama's chief economic advisor himself said it was riskless. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. If that's what you want running your country, if that's what you want at the helm, if that's what you want making decisions for your economic future, for your children's economic future, for the viability of this nation, then Obama's your man. Because he had one of the biggest crooks in the whole entire country, Franklin Reins, he has him working for him as his chief economic advisor. Does anybody wonder how Barack Obama, this shill from Illinois, who was under the thumb of Reverend Wright for so long, because if you really believe that this guy sat in Reverend Wright's church, who's in God damn America, yeah, and you think that was the first time he heard it was on television, you're out of your mind. You can take a look at Barack Obama's face. You can take a look at the other Obama's face, his wife. They hate this country. They hate this country. They hate the fact that this country stands for what it stands for because they think they've been shut out of this country. Yeah. The delusional wackos that they are. I went to an all-black law school in Washington, D.C. I know exactly how I was treated for the first 2 years. I know. I was there. You know what it's like when you walk into somebody's house and they say that you're the first white person, the first white friend of my daughter? Do you know what that's like? We ain't never had no white people in our house before. Yeah. You look at these people and you scratch your head and say, what? What? But you see, I was raised to have white friends and black friends, and I had black kids come over to my house, and I'm like, oh, I have black friends. That's not the point of all this. But the mentality I came up with was not what I experienced when I went to my colleagues' homes, and their mothers greeted me. Yes, I'll never forget. The mother looked at me and said, you are such and such his first white friend we ever had in our house. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you one thing. Don't be fooled. There is a big racial divide, ladies and gentlemen. And the racial divide is not necessarily exacerbated by white supremacists or white racists. I was in the belly of the beast. I experienced it for a reason. I wanted to see what it was like to be in a classroom where people didn't look like me. I wanted to see what kind of education I got. And you know what happened when I got there? The dean of the law school, on the first day, because there's only three other white students in the class, looked and said, some of you people aren't used to taking directions from a face that looks like this. So the attitude came right from day one. Listen, white people, you're not used to taking directions from a black face, but get used to it. And I was subjected to that for 3 years from my well, not so much classmates as it was the civil rights activists that was still fighting the civil rights movement. Don't tell me I don't know. I'll challenge anybody right now, right here. I know. I've been there. I saw it firsthand. You look at these Democrats fighting to defend Fannie Mae and Franklin Reins and rally around them. You look at that. You look at that for one reason, because it's indicative of what's happening here. But this is something you can't talk about. But damn anybody who tries to call me a racist. My life work contradicts that to its fullest extent, and I'm not afraid to speak about it. I'm not afraid to stand up and to say, what is reality? But Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, is a shill. He's an empty voice. He's being backed by Franklin Raines and Tony Redsco and Jimmy Johnson and the rest of them. This is a group, this is a million-dollar enterprise that has put together a successful campaign to first beat Hillary Clinton at that point. But now the enterprise is trying to take it all the way, and they must be stopped. They must be stopped because they are on the verge of destroying America. And they will ruin the country. They will ruin it hand down. Without question. With a flick of a switch for their own political gain, and they can give a damn. They can give a damn. And I'm sick of it. God, it just doesn't. Carol Moseley Braun, Maxine Waters, and the rest of them. And then the congressman said that this was a lynching. You know what's funny? As soon as this goes on, you know, well, I have to say that Clarence Thomas did use it, did use the word lynching, but that was a real lynching. Because Clarence Thomas was being investigated, I'm sorry, cross-examined by Joe Biden, who's been found to have been a plagiarizer. He was being cross-examined by the likes of Ted Kennedy, who was sitting at the table, who ended up in a river with a woman, Mary Jo Kopechnik, and he's sitting on the House Judiciary Committee. So that there was a lynching. And yes, Joe Biden looked Clarence Thomas in the face. You know, that's a whole other thing here. Clarence Thomas, in his book, wrote about the hearings. And he wrote about when he met with Senator Joe Biden and the conversation they had behind the scenes before all the cameras were there. And good old Joe Biden went up to Clarence Thomas and shook his hand and said, don't worry, Your Honor. I'm going to give you the simple softball questions, the regular nominee questions, and we'll get this over with and done with. Well, wouldn't you know, when they sat down, Joe Biden picked up his big old fist and wailed Clarence Thomas in the stomach because he went after him like a shark. He's a fake, phony slickster, worse than Clinton. Yeah, Clarence Thomas, read his book. He'll tell you exactly what kind of man that Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is a louse. That's right, Azor. That's right. Mary Jo Kopechnik was carrying a child. You're right about that. She was pregnant. And then Ted Kennedy, who sat in the Judiciary Committee, comes out of the water and calls his cousin and asks his cousin, who's an attorney, to take the fall. And God forgive me. I know the man has a brain tumor. Okay, I understand we have to have compassion when people suffer times of suffering such as that. But this man sat in the United States Senate for the last 50 years. And he's being lauded as this great patriotic American who has done so much. And he's a murderer. He's a criminal. Look at Charles Rangel. Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. Something today in the New York Post came out where he's got more problems. This guy's driving around a Cadillac that costs $7,777 a month. You know who's paying for that? We are. But he's the most notable member of Congress. Charlie Rangel.
I didn't mean that, you know, I meant to file my taxes. There's just so much going on that I can't figure out, who, what, where, when, or how. I think that, at the end of the day, I should probably not speak too much. I should probably just get in my car and go. And you're not going to see me on the front lines anymore because my credibility is basically blasted out of the water.
That's right. You know why Bill Clinton said what he said? I'll tell you why Bill Clinton said what he said. Because they want to see Obama fall just as much as you and I do. Where is Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen? She's not getting her face wrapped around this. Where's Hillary? Where is Hillary? We want Hillary. Where is she? Where have all the cowboys gone? I want to know, where has Hillary gone? Where is she? You know where she is, ladies and gentlemen? She's hiding out because she doesn't want to have any association with this putz because Barack Obama's going to lose in 49 states. If you want to be part of the discussion, please feel free to give us a call, 347-326-9037. 3 4 7 3 2 6 9 0 3 7. I think
the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
There you go. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear it? There you go. Big Bill Clinton showing us the way. Yeah, I love that guy.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
What do you think about that? Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think about that? Bill Clinton resisting. The Democrats resisted. Why? Because they were in the pockets of these people. This was one big, huge fraud scheme. One big Ponzi scheme from day one. Bonnie Frank. Chris Dodd. Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama received $126,369 from Fannie Mae. Jim Johnson, his vice presidential search committee personnel received millions of dollars. Franklin Raines, his chief economic advisor, $50 million. Jamie Gorelick. You know who Jamie Gorelick is, ladies and gentlemen, right? No, not the Great Wall of China, but the Great Wall of America. The wall of interference that led to 9/11 virtually. Because she put up a wall between the FBI and CIA.
And as a result of that, we had all kinds of communication problems. And then suddenly, the day before she's supposed to testify, the day that the Sandy Bergler is in the National Archives, stuffing documents in his underwear. Sandy Berger, the former national security advisor of this nation, is in the National Archives stuffing his underwear like a turkey on Thanksgiving Day, this bloody little pig. And you know that they still cannot figure out what he took, because everything he took and destroyed were originals. And for what? Why they don't have a record of what was archived is beyond me. But they still cannot determine what documents were destroyed. What? And you think that this is just by coincidence? These people ran this country into the ground. The economic side, with this whole Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac thing, the foreign policy side, the whole Jamie Gorelick and the CIA and breaking all that down. They ruined us. They're ruining us. They're destroying us. They're saturating us. They're turning the milk and honey that we once produced into urine and sewage. And this is okay with them. Because you know the funny thing about it is all these people who want to complain about the Bush administration are millionaires. Barack Obama became a millionaire under the Bush administration. William Jefferson Blythe Clinton became a millionaire under the Bush administration. Hillary Rodham Clinton, she became a millionaire. Franklin Reins became a millionaire under the Bush administration, supposedly. Jamie Gorelick, all these Democrats, millionaires. Oh, you didn't read the fine print, did you? Democrats are the only ones who are allowed to become millionaires. And then Joe Biden running around this country telling us about the little guy. Do you understand his son was a lobbyist? His son was in charge of Bank of America, the largest bank in Delaware. You understand what went on there? You understand that the highway robbery that the two of them put together are? They're thieving bastards, the both of them. And on top of it, Barack Obama hates America. He hates America. Barack Hussein Obama hates America. And how do you know it? He hates America because his pastor that he sat for 20 years and listened to and called him his role model gave us a bird's eye view of where he stands. So if you tell me for 20 years that Barack Obama just so happened to be in the church when the Reverend Wright was only giving good sermons, only speaking highly of America, then you will never need no truth. No, 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 no. See that, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that just coincidental? All of a sudden, Jeremiah Wright became a looming uncle who was supposed to be stuffed in the closet. And Barack Obama had no idea who he was. See, this is all tied together. It's all tied together in the absolute taking apart of America one piece at a time. And so it goes. And so it goes that we sit here and we have nothing
left to say. Right? They win, we lose. They win, we lose. This is for you, everybody. Listen to this. You'll hear them all again. You'll hear them.
It is indeed a very troubling report, but it is a report of extraordinary importance, not only to those who wish to own a home, but as to the taxpayers of this country who would pay the cost of the cleanup of an enterprise failure. The analysis makes clear that more resources must be brought to bear to ensure the highest standards of conduct are not only required, but more importantly, they are actually met.
Through nearly a dozen hearings where, frankly, we were trying to fix something that wasn't broke. Mr. Chairman, we do not have a crisis at Freddie Mac, and in particular at Fannie Mae, under the outstanding leadership of Mr. Frank Raines.
You hear that? You hear that? You hear that?
As well as the fact that I'm just pissed off at Ophelia, because if it wasn't for you, I don't think that we'd be here in the first place. And now the problem that we have and that we're faced with is maybe some individuals who wanted to do away with GSTs in the first place, you've given them an excuse to try to have this forum so that we can talk about it and maybe change the direction and the mission of what the GSEs had, which they've done a tremendous job. There's been nothing that was indicated that's wrong, you know, with Fannie Mae. Freddie Mac has come up on its own. And the question that then presents is the competence that your agency has with reference to deciding and regulating these GSEs. And so I wish I could sit here and say that I'm not upset with you, but I am very upset because, you know, what you do is you give, you know, maybe giving it a
You see what happens? You see what happens when you start taking a candy away from a child? He's pissed off because he found out about it. Damn, he wasn't supposed to find out about it.
He said, to, as Mr. Gonzalez said, to give someone a heart surgery when they really don't need it.
No, but boy, oh boy, if they had a bypass at that juncture, ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't be here today, would we? If they had a bypass at that juncture, ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't be $700 billion in the hole because Mr. Meeks is pissed off. See, when a man like that wonders like that, it should be criminal.
In addition to our important oversight role in this committee, I hope that we will move swiftly to create a new regulatory structure for Fannie Mae, for Freddie Mac, and the Federal Home Loan Banks.
This hearing is about the political lynching of Franklin Raines.
There you go. You want to score some points? You want to try to make this racial? Use the word lynching. That's effective, Representative Lacey from Missouri. That's effective. I'll tell you what's a lynching. What happened to this nation, what happened to this economy is a lynching. Led by Franklin Raines and friends and Barack Hussein Obama.
There is a very simple solution. Congress must create a new regulator with powers at least equal to those of other financial regulators, such as the OCC or the Federal Reserve.
And what would make you, why should I have confidence? Why should anyone have confidence in you as a regulator at this point?
There you go. Why should anybody have confidence in you as a regulator at this point? Why? Because his report's accurate and he's telling the truth, Mr. Meeks. Why should we believe in your what you have to say? Congressman.
Sorry, Congressman.
Well, listen to this answer, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? This even enrages the congressman more because the regulator
is right.
O'Fail did not improperly apply accounting rules. Freddie Mac did. O'Fail.
O'Fail didn't do it. You did. Freddie Mac did.
Did not try to manage earnings properly. Freddie Mac did. So this isn't about the agency engaging in improper conduct. It's about Freddie Mac.
And we passed Sarbanes-Oxley, which was a very tough response to that. And then I realized that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac wouldn't even come under it.
There you go.
They weren't under the 33 Act.
There you go.
33 Act.
That's it.
Play by their own rules. And I attempted to ask how many people in this room are in the payroll of Fannie
Mae. There you go.
What they do is they basically hire every lobbyist they can possibly hire. They hire some people to lobby, and they hire some people not to lobby so that the opposition can't hire them.
There you go. Did you hear what he just said, ladies and gentlemen? They hire people to lobby and then not to lobby so they cancel out their opposition. If that is not a scheme to defraud, I don't know what is. And for that to be legal, it should be an ethical violation for an organization to hire lobbyists pro and con. It really should be. It really should be. Freedom of speech, no. It's called highway robbery. Highway robbery.
But a concern that I have is you're making very specific what you have correctly acknowledged, broad and categorical judgments about the management of this institution, about the willfulness of practices that may or may not be in controversy. You've imputed various motives to the people running the organization.
Well, guess what, Congressman Representative Arthur Davis from Alabama, a Democrat, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Guess what? The sweeping and broad accusations were damn right. They were pinpoint accurate. What do you have to say about that?
You went to the board and put a 48-hour ultimatum on them.
You went, see, they tried to do something. They tried to stop this insanity. And Congress, the Congressional Black Caucus, the members of this committee, they went crazy.
There was no specific regulatory authority to put that kind of ultimatum on them. That sounds like some kind of an invisible line has been crossed.
Fannie Mae has manipulated, in my judgment, O'Fail for years. And for O'Fail to finally come out with a report, as strong as it is, tells me that's got to be the minimum, not the maximum.
You seem to be saying, well, these are in areas which could raise safety and soundness problems. I don't see anything in your report that raises safety and soundness problems.
Bonnie Frank.
Under the outstanding leadership of Mr. Frank Rains, everything in the 1992 Act has worked just fine. In fact,
there you go. There you go, Maxine Waters. Everything worked just fine. It worked just fine. Well, we see how well it worked, didn't we, Congresswoman? Didn't we, Maxine? Didn't we see how good this worked?
The GSEs had exceeded their housing goals. What we need to do today...
Of course it's easy to exceed housing goals. They were giving houses away for no money. They were signing 100% loans, she'll tell you in a second. You give a house away for no money down, what do you think is going to happen?
It is to focus on the regulator, and this must be done in a manner so as not to impede their affordable housing mission, a mission that has seen innovation flourish from desktop underwriting to 100% loans.
You hear her? 100% loans.
I find this to be inconsistent and a rush to judgment. I get the feeling that the markets are not worried about the Stacey and Sound as a Fannie Mae, as Ofeo says that it is, but of course, the markets are not political.
Franklin Raines himself.
But I have seen nothing in here that suggests that the safety and soundness is an issue, and I think it serves us badly to raise safety and soundness as a kind of a general shibboleth when it does not seem to me to be an issue.
No? 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 If it's not an issue, why are we here today? Congressman Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. At the time, he was the ranking member.
Mr. Raines, $1.1 million bonus and a $526,000 salary. Jamie Gorlick, $779,000 bonus and a salary of $567,000. And this is what you stated on page 11 is nothing less than staggering. The 1998 earnings per share number turned out to be $3.23 and 9 mils. A result that Fannie Mae met the EPS maximum payout goal right down to the penny. Fannie Mae understood the rules and simply chose not to follow them. That if Fannie Mae had followed the practices, there wouldn't have been a bonus that year.
There you go, Representative Mozilla from Illinois. Here's Chris Shade, and you have a Chris Shade, Republican Connecticut, questioning Obama, Barack Hussein Obama's economic advisor, Franklin Raines.
About 3% of your portfolio is set aside. If a bank gets below 4%, they are in deep trouble. So I just want you to explain to me why I shouldn't be satisfied with
3%. Because banks don't, there aren't any banks who only have multifamily and single family loans.
I mean, this is Franklin Raines here. This is the ticker. This is it. What he says here is enough to disqualify him to be Obama's economic anything. To be Doncaster's economic advisor.
Assets are so riskless that their capital for holding them should be under 2%.
Fine. These assets are so riskless. Wow.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening to the Tom Farinella Show and you just heard all of this, what is it that you think? How do you feel? Why don't you give us a call? 347-326-9037. I mean, I can't sit here anymore. I just felt it was my obligation today to sit here for 2 hours and repeat all of this. And I'll tell you why. Because it's so egregious what is going on. And I can't take it. I can't take watching television anymore and watching these networks, the major networks, ignore what has gone on. And they do it so well as if it never happened. The only place where I've seen any accurate reporting is Fox News. And you know, it's no coincidence that it's a Republican. Oh, I'm sorry. No coincidence that it's known to be a conservative network. What else can we do? In this day and age, we have resources like blogtalkradio.com to try to weigh in and give our viewpoint. And if you don't agree, you can call 347-326-9037. I'd really love to hear a liberal take on this. That's what I would say. I would really love to see what the other side has to say. Because how can he defend that? Bill Clinton himself couldn't defend it. The last elected president, a Democrat who was elected president, Bill Clinton could not defend what went on here. The American people were cheated. The American people were robbed. And it's time to rein in the people who caused this. And one of the biggest violators of this was Franklin Reins himself. Barack Hussein Obama's chief economic advisor. And if the election isn't won or lost on that issue alone, then you know what? Americans are stupid. Because if you can't look at what's out there and look at the facts and see what has gone on here, then you are blind. And you are turning a blind eye to anything relevant. You're not paying attention to what you should be paying attention to. At what point can we, how much more can we endure before it all just goes out the window once and for all? And the Republicans today did the right thing. They shut down this nonsense bailout because Nancy Pelosi decided that she was going to go on the House floor and that she was going to impugn the White House and she was going to try to escape liability from this debacle and make it seem as if this was one big problem. One big problem. One big problem. Does anybody care? Does anybody give a damn? Do they? You tell me. I want to know. Does anybody give a damn? Because, you know, the Republicans can't defend themselves. Because they're weak, I guess. I don't know why.
Let's listen to some more. You want to listen to some more hypocrisy? I got some more. But, this is too much. We are working day and night here, on the air, off the air. We are trying to do everything to ensure that we keep things going here. Hold on. Here we go. Here's the queen mistress of the United States House of Representatives. Should we get some music behind that? Yeah, right? Hold on, we're getting it up here. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with me. We're doing
the gentlewoman from California is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker.
Hold on 1 second. Let's set this up right. This is Nancy Pelosi's. This is Nancy Pelosi's speech on the floor. This is Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Mistress, her speech on before the vote today.
Very, and I am honored to yield her 1 minute.
The gentlewoman from California is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, for recognizing me, and also to the distinguished chairman for his extraordinary leadership, which I'll address in a moment. Madam Speaker, when was the last time anyone ever asked you for $700? It's a staggering figure.
Let's start that over.
That chaos that the Secretary of the Treasury.
Very, and I am honored to yield her 1 minute.
The gentlewoman from California is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker, for recognizing me, and also to the distinguished chairman for his extraordinary leadership, which I'll address in a moment. Madam Speaker, when was the last time anyone ever asked you for $700 billion? It's a staggering figure, and many questions have arisen from that request. And we have been hearing, I think, a very informed debate on all sides of this issue here today. I'm proud of the debate. $700 billion, a staggering number, but only a part of the cost of the failed Bush economic policy to our country. Policies that were built on budget recklessness. When President Bush took office, he inherited President Clinton's surpluses, 4 years in a row, budget surpluses, on a trajectory of $5.6 trillion in surplus.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
And with this reckless economic $1 billion, a staggering number, but only a part of the cost of the failed Bush economic policies to our country. Policies that were built on budget recklessness. When President Bush took office, he inherited President Clinton's surpluses, 4 years in a row, budget surpluses.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
On a trajectory of $5.6 trillion in surplus. And with his reckless economic policies, within 2 years, he had turned that around. And now, 8 years later, the foundation of that fiscal irresponsibility, combined with an anything-goes economic policy, has taken us to where we are today. They claim to be free market advocates when it's really an anything-goes mentality. No regulation, no supervision, no discipline. And if you fail, you will have a golden parachute, and the taxpayer will bail you out.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Those days are over. The party is over in that respect. Democrats believe in a free market. We know that it can create jobs, it can create wealth, it can create many good things in our economy. But in this case...
How happy have you become, Ms. Speaker? Huh?
With unbridled form, as encouraged, supported by the Republicans, some in the Republican Party, not all, it has created not just not jobs, not capital, it has created chaos. And is that chaos?
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
That the Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Fed came to see us just about a week and a half ago. Seems like an eternity, doesn't it? So much has happened. The news was so bad. They described a very, very dismal situation. A dismal situation describing the state of our economy, the fragility of our financial institutions, and the instability of our markets, our equity markets, our credit markets, our bond markets. And here we were listening to people who knew of what they spoke. Secretary of the Treasury brings long credentials and knowledge of the markets. More fearful, though, to me, more scary, were the statements of Chairman Bernanke, because Chairman Bernanke is probably one of the foremost authorities in America on the subject of the Great Depression. I don't know what was so great about the Depression, but that's the name they give it. And we heard
the chairman tell us
that this was a once-in-a-100-year phenomenon, this fiscal crisis was so drastic. Certainly,
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Once in 50 years. Probably once in 100 years. And how did it sneak up on us so silently, almost on little cat's feet, that they would come in that day and they didn't actually ask for the money, that much money that night. It took 2 days until we saw the legislation that they were proposing to help calm the market. And that was on that day that we learned of a $700 billion request. But it wasn't just the money that was alarming. It was the nature of the legislation. It gave the Secretary of the Treasury czar-like powers, unlimited powers, latitude to do all kinds of things and specifically prohibited judicial review or review of any other federal administrative agency to review their action. Another aspect of it that was alarming is it gave the secretary that came back from these infusions of cash to be used as a discretion.
I think the responsibility that the Democrats have may rest more in resisting any efforts by Republicans in the Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, Tom Farinella.
This is the responsibility that the Democrats have made less more than resisting any efforts by Republicans in Congress or by me when I was president to put some standards and tighten up a little on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. In the waning seconds of the Tom Farinella Show, I thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, join me again next time as we have a more organized, put together, not such an emergency flow of ideas, but a brilliant show that I always have. The Tom Farinella Show was the most intriguing broadcast in
your family.
In America.
You haven't given up paying your credit card bills.
I need a board op. I need a board op. Where is he? We need a board op here. As I say good night, I thank you so much. If you don't speak out, ladies and gentlemen, you will never be heard. Until next time, I'm Tom Farinella of the most intriguing broadcast in America.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
Just, I'm thinking yourself.
as the Henry Walker Group. But he's not going to hold right in there. Don't chase the bad pitch.
There he goes. Yep. And it's in the field. Come on. Go. Pick it up. And he wouldn't have been able to do anything. Madison coming in very quick. Got to it in a hurry.
Yeah. Okay. What? No, they didn't do it. The Congress voted it down. No, the Democrats fucked all this up. No, but the Democrats caused all of this. No, Barack Obama, the guy, he caused all of this. Because all the black people took all the money for the housing. The Congressional Black Caucus. Go online and look at the Drudge Report. Go online and look at what website? I'll give you. You'll go on there on YouTube. And it'll give you some great stuff. They'll show you that these fucking people rob and loot this organization. Naked Emperor News. They'll show you all the Democrats, all the black congresswomen going on saying Franklin Wayne is this great guy. You know the guy who was the head of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, right? Franklin Raines. He took out $50 million. You know who he is? He's Obama's chief economic advisor. Now, the teams are winning 4-5 states. We got I didn't know what's going on. Okay. Fine. Oh. All right.
So can you make a small payment tonight of $100 or $200 to me? $8:30? Where are you now? What? Do you want me to come there? I'm in Queens. Well, what time you? No, I can be over there in 25 minutes. I'll come there. All right, bye.